Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we've got a lesson about our heart. Let's go. Out of Luke chapter 24, verses 30 through 32, it says, "Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened to us the scriptures?" You see, on the road to Emmaus, two disciples got a Bible study from the risen Lord, whom they did not recognize. At the end of the day, they urged him to stay with them, and the verses above show what transpired. Now, there are many lessons here for us, but notice the two openings Christ gave them. He opened their eyes, and earlier in the day, he opened the scriptures. And two things happened to them as a result. When their eyes were opened, they knew him. And when he opened the scriptures, their hearts burned within. Maybe you understand that burning. It wasn't the translation he used. It wasn't his oratory skill necessarily. But they couldn't deny what his words did to them, or just casually accept what he said. Earlier, they had mocked his apparent ignorance of the recent events concerning the prophet from whom they expected messianic outcomes. And yet now, their hearts burned and leaped for joy at what he shared. Those burning hearts told them this man was their savior, even before their eyes did. So what does this teach us about Jesus? What can we learn about our hearts? What about the scriptures? Well, Jesus wants us, get this, to discover him, to come to a realization that grabs our heart. He patiently taught these men truth about himself all the way from Genesis to Malachi. This was not, however, a rote Bible school lesson. Discovery and realization are the result of God's Spirit at work, and that is the burning, just as with Moses and the burning bush. We know that this discovery is important because he did something similar with Mary at the garden tomb, with the boys, if I can call them that, who were fishing on Galilee, with Paul on the way to Damascus. Jesus wants to grab our heart's attention and thereby birth surrender to him. We need to get this. We're not talking about simply acknowledging who Jesus is or what he's done. This is full submission to and union with him. As with these guys on the way to Emmaus, he's not interested in satisfying our messianic expectations, which are usually misguided anyway. Just ask John the Baptist. He wants a burning heart. He's looking for a heart filled with joyful discovery of who he is and the solid, everlasting realization of his being. Apart from this burning, a heart simply cannot have that because they are corrupt and carnal. Just ask Paul. Today's churches are at least in some manner teaching their congregations the scriptures, but like Laodicea, they're turning out only tepid hearts, not burning ones. Jesus has talked about, but he's not revealed. Why? What's the difference? After Jesus' encounter, these two disciples hurried back to Jerusalem to share the news. after today's encounter at church? The common response is to hurry off to Sunday brunch or the football game. The difference is the genuine discovery and realization birthed by God's Holy Spirit. The hard truth is that even holy words are just words unless they are imparted by the Holy Spirit. There's a huge difference between knowing the word and being honestly submitted to the giver of those words. King David expressed this when he sang in Psalms 39, "My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you."
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.